From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. While the leader of the Paris attacks has been confirmed dead, the manhunt continues for Salah Abdeslam, who is believed to have helped carry out those attacks. Belgian authorities conducted 9 raids Thursday in several parts of Brussels, detained 9 people. Meantime, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says France is facing a long war against those behind the Paris attacks that left 129 people dead. U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to pass a bill that would require top U.S. national security officials to certify that each individual migrant from Iraq and Syria is not a national security threat to the United States before granting them asylum. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Supporters and opponents of the bill to restrict the flow of refugees from Iraq and Syria staked out their positions during a passionate debate on the House floor. They included Republican Doug Collins.
But we will not welcome terrorists.
And Democrat Loretta Sanchez.
Refugees are not the enemy.
The purpose of the bill is to keep Americans safe in uncertain times, said Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul.
We are a nation at war. The world was reminded last week that Islamist terrorists are seeking to harm our people, destroy our way of life, and undermine the foundational principles of the free world.
Migrants from Iraq and Syria who want to come to America are already subject to the toughest screening procedures in the world. Cindy Sain on Capitol Hill.
For the first time in 24 years, Somalia has an embassy in the United States. Former Somali embassy in Washington closed in 1991 as Somalia descended into civil war and chaos. This is VOA News.